Okay, I'm sure not getting no answer from
Yeah.
any service provider, whether it's the manager or them itself, them themselves. This is, oh shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I'm not at this point, I'm not sure,
Now,
and I
see, the
don't
reason he
certainly want
told
to do
you,
that, but
right, the reason he told you he was
go ahead.
emailing because of situations like these, when we can't reach out to them, and we have to, our last option is to go ahead and email, and that way it
Yeah.
covers us. That's why he told you he was going to go ahead and email, because it just basically covers all of the
Oh yeah,
grounds.
absolutely. It's a trail that way. Sure,
Yes,
I get
sir.
it. I understand. Yeah. Well, at this point, I guess.
As I'm looking on here, on our sheets, I'm looking for the install of a chimney or something in relevance to it.
I know the range hood itself, the island hood, was there when the installer went out because the customer had purchased it. It was a .com order and had it there before we ever set up for the site analysis. That's what I call it. So it was there, and according to what the customer could understand was that the installer said, yes, the hood will work, but he would need additional parts. And he asked him, okay, do you supply those or do I get those? I think I already told you I don't want to have to go, I don't want you to have to go through the same thing again, but it was a yes. And then it's like, okay, but we don't know what that means.
This is very, very,
I think that's why Jeremiah was actually going to inquire about having the service provider do a revisit with a different person,
Yes.
somebody that was more of a bilingual person that could communicate with the customer to understand. So he, because he has no problem getting the stuff if he has to buy something, we just need to know what the stuff is and you know whether it's something that, because there was a range hood there before in the same island, we have all we're doing is just new cabinetry and new appliances, so it was there before. It's just based on that hood. We don't know what the additional things are that he's supposed to have. So at this point, you know, we don't want to cancel if it's just a matter of, yeah, just tell the customer, you know, he needs some 2x4s, for example. And I know that's not the case, but just sort of making it up. We just need to know what to do.
Okay. Okay, the server product itself is 225.
And I know that's what's going to end up happening is, well, I'm assuming what's going to happen if the service provider left the note that we have to cancel the PO and redo it, that they'll probably cancel Thursday automatically, or go out and find out that they can't do it for the charge and then give us a trip charge on top of it.
Sir, you this situation is like I that was a lot to take in. That was just whew. That's a heck of a situation, sir.
Yep, and it is, yeah. And I think it is all stemming, quite honestly, just, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but just from the person that went out. That's where I think it's all stemming from, because we're not getting the right information.
From the original service provider, right?
And not the company, but the person that went out, because there just wasn't enough information. And honestly, people at XPO, everybody I've talked to has been trying. You know, I mean, they're like, well, let's reach out, let's call. We can't reach anybody. Let's send an email. We'll confirm on this. I mean, you guys, as far as doing your all's job, you know, I have no complaints. Everybody's been trying. It's just we cannot get anything from the service provider.
Providers, right.
They're not giving us any information.
That's just the whole
So I'm
setup.
like,
They not answer the phone. They just don't answer the phone at all.
Yeah, exactly.
And I see the notes on the notes that clearly state that Last Mile has been contacted, but it don't seem like they've reached back out at all. I don't see no notes further than yesterday.
Yeah. I think what I'm going to do at this point, and I, again, being here 32 years, I don't like doing this, but I think I'm just going to get with the customer and tell him we need to cancel the PO, refund his money, and he'll have to find, you know, someone local that he can get just to do the install. Because my concern now is no matter what we
it's
do, the service provider's not going to do the job.
I was just going to say we're going to end up back in the same situation that we have right now.
Yeah.
It was going to seem like we're going to be chasing our tails.
Yep. So I'll get with the customer. I'll call him now and see what he wants me to do. But
yes, sir. If we can work something out, just call us back and we'll take it from there.
I appreciate your time. Thank you,
sir. No problem. Thank you for contacting XPO.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, sir. You enjoy your day and be safe.
You too. Bye-bye.